WTTS on demand.
This is Scott Riggs backstage at Bonnaroo 2012, hanging out with Young the Giant. Hello, gentlemen.
Howdy.
So I that was good. You guys did that.
I know. That's the band thing. Unison. Yes.
I see on your Twitter account you guys are running around to a lot of shows.
Yeah, we've been trying to catch as much as we have been able to. This is really nice for us to kind of cap off all the touring we've done this year with this festival. It's been loads of great bands, and we're all getting ready to go into the studio and record. So going and watching our peers do their thing is really good for us to kind of, I guess, get some inspiration and get some ideas and see how they do it.
Yeah, give me some highlights. Who did you see that you were digging?
We had a really big Friday, actually. We went straight from Little Dragon to Feist to St. Vincent to Radiohead to Black Star to Flying Lotus. And everything was great. You know, obviously, for us, Radiohead is a huge influence. Just, I think, for every musician, it's so big. And I'd never seen them live. So that was probably the highlight, although I've been on a crazy Flying Lotus binge recently, and that was pretty good, too. Yeah, it was great. Everything was great.
How is it that you live in Irvine and you didn't get to go see them when, you know, they played like Hollywood Bowl so many times when they come through?
Yeah,
LA?
I mean,
it's like one of those things. Like, I think Pyme may be the only sole member of our group that's seen them before. And I remember when he went to go watch them, he had one extra ticket, and I literally pleaded with him to take me.
They sell out so quick, and they're expensive. You know, they're so big.
Yeah, it's, I mean, SoCal's a very saturated area, and there's so many people that want to go watch them. I mean, we're really lucky. I mean, I knew that one day, doing what we do, it would happen, and it was the perfect kind of storm for us to kind of go. And we were very close in front of the house. It was beyond anything I'd expected. So,
So I wanted to just ask you guys, since I know Irvine fairly well, would you say that hailing from there helped what you guys do, or was it a reaction to the area and by the scene and things like that?
I think it's just a little bit of both. Initially, there's a big music scene in the high schools, and you know, with the younger kids, just because there's not a huge amount to do. You know, there's like the football games, and there's like it's like a kind of a wholesome place. So music is, I think, is an escape from the start. But you know, we don't want to shy away from the opportunities and the resources that we were given in Irvine that allowed us to, you know, become better musicians, to meet one another, to continue to play shows. So, and especially now that we spend so much time away from there, I think maybe the first record was kind of like wanting to get out and see what else there is, to do, to experience. But this next record, I think the themes may be a little more kind of introverted, you know, thinking about home and those relationships that you foster, and Irvine is definitely kind of a hotbed for that for us.
Yeah, you guys have been touring on this current record for, what, close to 3 years now, yeah?
Something like that, yeah.
It's getting there. It's very, very close.
I mean, it speaks volumes to the strength of the material. I mean, it is a great record. There's so many great songs on there.
Thank you.
I'm curious that you've alluded to a couple times, you want to start working on. Are you one of those bands that takes time off and kind of sequesters yourself a little bit when you write?
Well, I think we've never really had the chance to do it, I guess, because this was our first record, obviously, and we wrote the material for that record over kind of a couple of years of like playing in college and then taking time off school, and like it was a learning experience for us. And what's happened over the last couple of years is playing the record so much, it's evolved and we've gotten more comfortable with ourselves. And this time we're going to take some time off and go away and write and record. And it's going to be nice because we've never had the chance to kind of take these skills that we've acquired over the last couple of years to really like flesh them out. Like we haven't had a chance to jam in a long time. It really feels like, sorry, it's my cell phone.
It's all right. Cough Syrup specifically, I mean, there's a lot of great songs in there that are stuck in my head on a fairly regular basis, but Cough Syrup specifically is one of those that struck me as one that no matter how many times I heard it, I never got burned out on it. I still to this day, you know, get excited when I hear it. So, and I know that, I don't know if it was this year or maybe, I think it was earlier this year, it was included in an episode of Glee kind of the I think it was tied around bullying and suicide, which when I saw that, it actually gave me a different perspective on that song. I mean, it had this kind of, you know, epic feel to it, but it kind of gave me a different perspective. Can you talk about the song itself and then that placement? And
yeah, it's interesting for us that that song has had such a long life, because we wrote it when we were like 17 and 18, and that was one of the first songs that we wrote together that we actually started to feel some traction as a result of. And then it just, we were playing it for you know, years to like 20 or 30 people, and I'm just like, never thought anything of it. We enjoyed playing it, and then eventually it kind of, once we did the record version and it got put on radio and just things here and there, now all of a sudden, like, people know this song. It's like, dude, we've been playing this for ages. What are you talking about? So I think one of those things was definitely Glee that kind of reinvigorated it. And for us, it was just a question of reading the treatment. They came up to us and they said, we want to do something about bullying and you know, what, how it can affect people growing up and education, all that stuff. And we try to support, like, local education and stuff as much as possible. So I guess it kind of spoke to us. And I was nervous about it because it was really heavy, and I never really thought of that song as meaning that type of stuff. But I guess it's kind of the beauty of writing something when you're young. It can kind of just mean whatever, and it's just whatever sounds good. And then as a result, people kind of give it their own meaning, which is, I think, what was the case with Glee. So
the current album, you know, when I hear it, I feel like a lot of the songs on there, I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe it. They feel anthemic or kind of epic, that, you know, they build to these, you know, big parts of the songs. As you guys go into the studio and you know, start writing the next record, do you feel like a lot of what you learned will carry that theme, or do you think that the next record is going to be a lot different?
I don't think we're going to fray away too much from that, because obviously that's how we write, but I think we don't want to be a one-trick pony, and that's like the most important thing. And I think with any form of art, it's really important to kind of reinvent yourself a little bit each time and not just regurgitate the same material over and over again, because eventually that's going to fall on, it's not going to do anything. So for us, I mean, we have our own opinions about the record, obviously, like, we recorded it when we were younger, and I've said it a bunch of times, I don't think we were ready to record it when we did, and now it's kind of like, well, we got this other chance to do it. And I think this time it was like a learning experience for everyone on our team when we were doing the record, and I think everyone trusts us a lot more now, and maybe won't be kind of like pushing us in certain ways and like being like, oh, this would be sound good for the radio and this and that. And so, like, I guess it's on our minds, and we don't want to do the same thing again. But I think there's obviously moments like that that I don't think we're going to fray away from, because, like, obviously we know how to do that and we've gotten better at it. So I think it's just one of those things. We don't want the whole record to do that. Yeah. So, like, I think taking a more minimalistic approach to writing and layering and stuff is something that's going to be at the forefront of our, like, perspective when we do this next record. And
that being said, though, we also naturally just write big stuff. So I think it's a question of kind of like focusing it a little bit and trying to be a little more mature about how we approach it. But, you know, that's sometimes if a song doesn't end, you know, with a big, like, either a jam session or, like, you know, whatever, it just doesn't feel complete for us. So that's definitely going to show up at least a few times on the next record.
Nice. Yeah. Young the Giant backstage at Bonnaroo 2012. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, fellas. WTTS On Demand.